Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea. During the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who's been born king of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all of Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was born. "In Bethlehem, Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you in Bethlehem, the land of Judah, are by no means the least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people, Israel." Then Herod called Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go to worship him." After they heard King Herod, they went on their way, and the star that sent with him rose and went ahead of them until they stopped near the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed.
Holding in my hand a pouch, very special to me. It was given to me a long time ago by a close friend of mine. It actually belonged to one of the four wise men. Most people don't realize there were four wise men, not three. And they were all friends. They studied the skies at night like the Magi did, for they had heard of an ancient prophecy. It told of a time when a great king would be born on the earth, and that this king would bring peace to all men. And that when he was born, there would be a sign in the sky that would announce this king's coming. Now these wise men felt in their heart the time of this king's arrival was very close, and they wanted to meet him. So every night they studied the skies, hoping to see the sign that would announce that the king had come. Now the fourth wise man, his name was Artaban, and he didn't live by the other three wise men, but they had all planned to travel together once they saw the star. Now Artaban also felt in his heart that the time of this king's arrival was very close. So close, in fact, that he decided he wanted to give this king special gifts. And so he sold everything he had, sold his house, his furniture, all of his possessions. And with the money, he bought three precious gems, a ruby, fiery red ruby, sapphire, blue like the summer sky, and a pearl, a perfect pearl, pure white. And he placed them in this pouch. And then he dreamed of the day that he would meet this king, and he would place these gems at the feet of the king. Now one night he was holding the pouch and he had the gems in his hand and he was looking at them. But then he glanced up into the sky and he saw a light, a bright light such as he had never seen before. Artaban knew this was the sign the king had been born. Artaban was excited. Now the three wise men and Artaban had planned to meet in Babylon 10 days after the sign first appeared. Artaban lived 6 days away, so he had plenty of time to get there, but he was so excited he didn't want to delay. So he left immediately. Now after 4 days of travel, stopping only for food and water and a short rest, his horse stopped right in the middle of the road. And even though it was getting toward evening, he could see in the road, lying on the ground, the figure of a man, motionless. Artaban got off his horse, went over to the man. It was too late. He was dead. And there was nothing Artaban could do. Or at least he thought, because as he turned, the man reached out, "Help me." Artaban was shocked. "He's alive, but he needs help. What am I going to do? I have to get to Babylon. I have to meet my friends." Artaban looked at the man. He knew he couldn't leave him. So he bandaged him up and took him to an inn. There he began to care for him. First day passed, second day passed, a third day passed, 5 days passed before Artaban was even able to leave the man. But the man still needed care, and it would cost money. So Artaban knew that he would have to take the ruby, and he gave it to the innkeeper. The innkeeper had promised to care for the man. But now, 9 days had passed. Artaban still had 2 more days travel. He got on his horse and rode as fast as he could, but though he rode as fast as he could, when he arrived in Babylon, it was too late. His friends had already left. But they left him a note. "Artaban, we could wait no longer. We have left to find the king. We're following the star. Come and join us." Artaban fell to the ground. "Join you? I have but one tired horse. I'm all alone. It's a dangerous journey, and it's a long journey." But Artaban, he wanted to meet this king. So the next day, he left on his horse and journeyed through the desert by himself, following the star. It was a long journey. The star led him to Bethlehem. When he arrived, he began going house to house, asking people, "Have you seen 3 magi? One lady said, "Yes. Yes, 3 magi were here. They left gifts for a family," she said, "but they left suddenly the very next day. And just last night, the family that they gave the gifts to, Joseph and Mary, and the newborn child, they left in the middle of the night." Something strange is happening. Something very strange. Just then, Artaban heard the clash of swords in the street, people screaming, "Don't kill our children!" Artaban ran to the door of the house. He got there just as the soldier arrived. "Get out of my way," he said. Artaban knew if he let this soldier inside, he would kill the lady's child. What could he do? He reached into the pouch and took out the sapphire. And he held it up and he said, "I have a sapphire here for the soldier who is smart enough to pass by this house and not bother the people inside." The soldier looked at Artaban. He looked at the sapphire. He was smart. He took the sapphire. "Move along, man," he said. No need to stop here." Artaban was happy. He had saved the lady's child. But now he was sad, for he only had the pearl left to give to the king. The lady was crying. "You saved my child. Thank you. I have heard that this family you're seeking has gone to Egypt. Go, you'll find them." So Artaban left. It was a long journey to Egypt, and Egypt was a large country. Month after month passed. Still, he couldn't find the king. Years passed, and still, he couldn't find the king. Yet even though he was searching for this king, he was always careful to help people that he came across who were in need. He helped the sick, fed the hungry, cared for the poor. 32 years passed. 32 years he searched for this king. One day, a rabbi said to Artaban, "I remember this family. Joseph, Mary, their son Jesus. Yes, they were here. They lived here, but Artaban, they moved back to Israel many years ago." Artaban said, "Well, then I'll go back. I'll find this king." Artaban went back. When he arrived in Jerusalem, the city was in an uproar. People were yelling and pushing and shoving. "What's going on here?" Artaban asked the shopkeeper. "Don't you know, old man? Today, we're going to crucify two of our most famous thieves. And some Jew calls himself the king of the Jews." Just then, Artaban's heart grew warm. "This is him. This is the king. I shall find him after all. I will purchase his freedom from the Romans with my pearl." Artaban took the pearl out of the pouch, got down off of his horse, and began walking through the streets. Then he heard a scream and looked behind him. "What's this?" he said. "Soldiers dragging a young girl through the streets. Captain, what's going on?" "Ah, her father died. He owes a lot of money to the state. We're going to sell her, pay off his debts." Artaban was standing there holding the pouch in his hand. Artaban was about to fulfill his lifelong dream. 32 years he had searched for the king. He was about to find him. He looked at the girl. He took the pearl out of the pouch. "Captain," he said, "I believe this'll take care of those bills." "Indeed it would. More than enough." The soldier took the pearl and left the girl. Artaban stood there, staring at the ground. Now he had nothing to give the king. Just then, the skies grew dark. Strange. It was the middle of the day. Yet it grew dark, and then it began to thunder, and the ground began to shake. Artaban was old, and he lost his balance and fell to the ground. Stones fell and hit him. Then he heard a voice. Artaban. Artaban. Artaban opened his eyes. He could see the figure of a man. Artaban, thank you for those gifts. Thank you for the ruby. Thank you for the sapphire. Man, Artaban, thank you for that pearl. That was precious. Who are you? Artaban asked. I'm the king, Artaban, and I've come to thank you for those precious gifts. Oh, king, I searched for you. I wanted to give you those gifts, but I gave them to people who were in need. No, Artaban. Artaban, inasmuch as you have done this for the least of these, my brothers and sisters, Artaban, you did it to me. Artaban, when you cared for the downtrodden, Artaban, when you fed the hungry and took care of the sick, Artaban, you did that for me. Come, I've got a special place for you. Artaban closed his eyes. A sweet peace came over him. He had truly given his gifts to the king.
Still proceeding.
Sometimes in life, things don't always work out the way we think they should. Maybe that dream job you got turned out not to be the dream job. Or maybe you never got the dream job. Maybe the plans you had for this marriage didn't play out the way you thought. Some of us have plans and dreams for tonight and tomorrow. Maybe some of you bought a really nice gift for someone special, and you're hoping when you give it to them, they're really going to appreciate it. Maybe some of us are thinking, this is going to be the Christmas. The whole family's going to finally get together. Then maybe some of you are thinking, yeah, but it'd be nice if this was the Christmas when we all got together. No one argues. Artaban, he had plans for his life, but they didn't turn out the way he thought. But I believe Artaban's life turned out the way it was supposed to. I believe it, he lived his life pleasing to God. And I think there are two very simple things that Artaban did that I think kept him on the path that God had ordained for him. Throughout the whole story, Artaban is searching for a king. He's determined to find the king. Now we know the king was Jesus. But I can tell you, if you will spend your life looking for Jesus in every situation, no matter what happens, good or bad, no matter what happens tonight or tomorrow, no matter what happens next year, no matter what happens in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, if you will just keep always looking for Jesus in every situation, I can promise you, you won't ever stray too far from God's plan for your life. One other thing that Artaban did, he had a dream in his heart, and he had a plan for his life, and he pursued it with a passion. I mean, so much so, he sold everything. But in the pursuit of that goal, he never forgot to help people in need. He cared for the hurting. He reached out to the needy. I believe that needy people are part of God's plan. I believe needy people keep balance in our life, and I think they're his overall plan for everyone as part of our lives walking before him. They're not a distraction. They're brought about that God might show his love and his kindness. And when we show people who are in need care, when we speak an encouraging word to someone who's failed, when we give to someone who's needy instead of judging them, we are showing the love and the character of God. We're actually living the kingdom of God. No matter, you know, what happens tonight or tomorrow, I pray a blessing on your celebrations, but I pray above all that, that you will keep your eye on Jesus. You'll look for him in every situation. And in your pursuit of the dreams that God has given you for your life, and in your desire to fulfill certain things and accomplish things, always remember that when God brings people who are needy into your life, it's part of his plan. Reach out. Care for them. Because when it all winds down, the day comes and you're standing before the God who made you, and he looks at you, you'll hear him say words that are the most valuable things you could ever imagine. Because you'll hear him say, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter the joy of the Lord." Let's pray. God, I thank you. I thank you that you have revealed yourself to us. God, I thank you for every person in this room tonight. I know that you have a plan for them, and God, I know that they're doing their best to pursue it, but I pray, God, that we realize as we go through life, we're going to have to make adjustments. Things are going to happen. But help us, God, keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. God, help us to accept the things that we cannot control, and help us realize you have a plan that's way bigger than ours. I pray you keep us mindful of those who are in need, as you bring them across our paths, that we can show them love and kindness of your kingdom. I ask your blessing on our celebrations tonight, tomorrow, next year. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
At this time, we're going to do our candlelight part of the service. So if you could stand with me. Just wanted to read a couple verses about Jesus, who is the light of the world. He came to this earth to show us God's love, to reveal to mankind how much God cares for us. A few passages say this about him. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Jesus himself said, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Psalm 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. Last verse. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I thank you so much that you came to this earth to reveal to mankind God's unconditional, never-ending love for each person, and that you are the light of the world. Darkness cannot dwell where there is light, and wherever you are, there is no darkness. And I thank you for that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Son.